Thank you for listening to this podcast from International Living Radio. For 30 years, International Living has been showing people how they can live happier, healthier lives in some of the most beautiful places on earth for a fraction of what they pay at home. InternationalLiving.com, your source for living the good life for less overseas.
Hi, I'm Dan Prescher. Investing in international real estate has never been more profitable or more varied and confusing. Finding the gems among all the possibilities on markets around the world is a daunting task, but it's what Ronan McMahon does best. It's a job that keeps this native of County Cork, Ireland, on the road more often than not. And that's a level of personal involvement that the readers of Real Estate Trend Alert really appreciate. He's the man who finds the deals, and he's here to tell us how he does it on this edition of Finding Your Overseas Paradise. Ronan McMahon, thank you for joining me on the show today. How are you doing? Where am I talking to you today?
I'm talking to you from sunny Toronto this morning, Dan. So thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And of course, I introduced you as Ronan McMahon of Real Estate Trend Alert. Before I get into what that is, I want to hear about your travel schedule for the last few months, because you travel probably more than any single person I know. Where have you been? What has your travel itinerary been like? And this will help us understand exactly what you do.
Sure, absolutely, Dan. I guess, first of all, I spend up to maybe sometimes close to 40 or 50% of my time on the road scouting real estate opportunities, predominantly in Central and South America. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I look for real estate opportunities for profit, you know, where investors can make money, and then also, you know, really special undervalued second home opportunities. So within the last couple of months, boy, I guess just talking back, I've had multiple visits to Tulum, which, as you well know, Dan, is on the southern edge of Mexico's Riviera Maya. Mm-hmm. I've been to Costa Rica a couple of times, and within Costa Rica, you know, I've focused my scouting on the southern zone, where a new road has improved accessibility with the capital, San Jose. I've been looking on Costa Rica's Caribbean coast, and I've also been looking in the Arenal area of Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Up in the mountains around that beautiful lake, yeah.
Absolutely. Towering volcanoes, beautiful lakes, hot water gushing, yeah. Gushing springs. It truly is a special place. And I know, Dan, that you and Susan have been there recently and also written about there. So I think we're agreed that that's a favorite place of both of ours.
Absolutely.
And then I've also been to Nicaragua a couple of times in the past three or four months. I actually traveled from Arenal via road to the Liberia area, mm-hmm. and crossed the border into Nicaragua that way. And then I've also come at Nicaragua from the more conventional direction, which for me is via Houston. And within Nicaragua, again, you know, there are various little pockets that I've been focusing on. I've been looking at the South Pacific coast, and I've also made a very, very early and exploratory visit to Nicaragua's Caribbean coast, which is completely underdeveloped and is very much off everybody's map and everybody's radar. But I've spent a bit of time there on my last trip.
Now, you look at these places because, as you said, you are looking for real estate opportunities, but there's something that ties all these places together. There's a common thread that goes through all of these places that you visit, because I know you don't just throw a dart at a map. What ties all these places together for you? What's the opportunity that makes all these places intriguing to you?
Absolutely. So, Dan, typically, when I when I pick a place to travel to, mm-hmm. and when I pick an area that I'm going to focus on, and as I mentioned, you know, it's not just one trip, get off a plane to, you know, to really get under the skin of a place. I feel like I need to make multiple trips. But generally, I look for a place where there is one of three big trends going on. Mm-hmm. So first of all, it might be the path of progress. And by that, I mean that there's something happening that's going to make a place more accessible. For example, a new road or a new bridge or a new airport.
And that's like the road you talked about in the southern zone of Costa Rica. The new highway that goes now all the way to the southern coast has just recently opened that up.
Absolutely, Dan. And second of all, you know, I didn't mention Ecuador in our early intro chat, but I've also been to Ecuador in recent months. And one of the big things I'm looking at in Ecuador is another new highway system, which is the new highway from Quito to the coast at Pedernales, uh-huh. and then the improvements in the coastal highway south as far as Canoa San Vicente, and then the new bridge across to Bahia. It's transformed what could have been up to a 4-hour wait to cross the estuary. Now you just zip onto a shiny new bridge and you're done. And, you know, even if there's traffic, you're done in 10 or 12 minutes. So yeah. It's a huge impact. And what's interesting, you know, both the coastal highways, both from Quito to Pedernales in Ecuador and also from San Jose to Costa Rica's southern zone, both of those have reduced drive times from what could have been, you know, which was, best case scenario, an 8-hour drive. But if you're in rainy season or if you have any problems, it could be 10 hours or more. So they've reduced that type of drive time down to 3 hours. Now, Dan, as we both well know, you know, if you say, if someone needs to, you know, if you're talking about a 10-hour bone-jarring drive, people aren't going to make it. But 3 hours on a sleek new asphalt highway, you know, that's very doable. And I know I've seen video that you took of your drive along the new highway in Costa Rica, and it really is impressive.
It makes a huge difference, and the implications for the real estate market are obvious. So that covers transportation infrastructure. You mentioned there were several of these characteristics that you look for. What are some of the other ones?
Yeah, absolutely. Then the second one would be, you know, things like a new middle class. So by that, I mean a place where, you know, people historically wouldn't have been able to afford maybe a shiny new condo or a vacation by the beach. And now something big is happening, that all of a sudden people are moving into that middle class bracket and moving into that upper middle class bracket, where all of a sudden they can afford a vacation by the beach, or they can afford a condo by the beach, or they can afford to move out of their parents' rundown home and, you know, buy their own home.
It sounds to me like you're describing what's going on in Brazil right now. That's the leader of the South American, even the Western Hemisphere economy. There's a huge growing middle class in Brazil that's riding on the back of this economic boom there, and that has to have implications for real estate markets as well.
Sure. It's having just huge implications. I mean, first of all, 2 years ago or so, Brazil became a middle-class country.
Right.
And, you know, since then, we've seen more and more people move into that middle-class category, and we've seen more and more people move into that upper middle-class category. And what that means is that basically there's a market for real estate that didn't previously exist. You know, young couples can afford that shiny new condo, retirees can buy a place on the beach. There's a growing consumer market, you know, whether it's for appliances or whether it's for Starbucks or frothy coffee. And, you know, all these businesses need office space, and all these businesses need retail outlets. So it's having an absolutely transformational impact. And in Brazil, where I'm seeing this most is in the area of the Northeast centered on Fortaleza, mm-hmm. because that's Brazil's number one domestic tourism destination. And historically, it's also been poorer part of Brazil, but it's rapidly playing catch-up. So this is a part of Brazil that's outperformed the rest of Brazil for each year for the past decade, and the rest of Brazil is performing phenomenally. So the future's very bright, you know, barring any bumps or any shocks, which, of course, none of us are in the crystal ball business, Dan.
Right, right. Well, now I'm getting the feeling from hearing you talk about this that it's clear the real estate opportunities you look for aren't solely driven by expats in the U.S. or Canada or the U.K. looking for places to live. There are commercial implications. You're actually concentrating on the profit and investment side of the real estate market. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that's a point that's very much worth drawing attention to. You know, when you said that I'm not just focused on what North American expats are doing, because that's mm-hmm. really, really important. Because what we've seen in the past 3 or 4 years is that particularly if you're looking for profit opportunities, you know, you need to look far beyond the places that that a US expat might be interested in, because right. you know, the real growth surges that are happening, you know, I mean, it's not in North America, it's not in Europe, it's in these fast-growing emerging markets. So if you're looking for city residential or commercial opportunities, we need to look to places that are set to capitalize from this huge momentum swing in these new emerging markets,
and have a thriving local market as well support that.
Absolutely. I mean, what we've learned from the last 3 to 5 years is that any place where I invest, where I put my money, you know, I want to be convinced of the robustness of the local market and a domestic belief in that place.
Now, we've identified Brazil, especially the Northeast around Fortaleza. We've identified the coast of Ecuador, especially up north by Bahia, where the road system is going in. We've talked about Tulum, Mexico's beautiful Caribbean coast. Those are three hot spots. What else is high on your radar right now?
Well, also, I guess, Dan, probably the third type of opportunity I look for is distressed or crisis opportunities. Mm-hmm. And we see distressed or crisis opportunities falling into a couple of categories. You know, first of all, you have the type of distressed or crisis opportunities that we see in parts of Europe, particularly maybe in Spain and Portugal. There were some to a lesser extent in the UK. We see, you know, huge distressed situation in Ireland at the moment. Mm-hmm. So in Europe, there are distressed opportunities where, quite simply, developers borrowed too much, they built too much, and they went wallop. Yeah. And now there's this flood of oversupply out there. And, you know, there's so much junk out there. You know, you need to be very, very careful when you want to make a play for this type of distressed opportunity. But when you pick through the junk, you know, you find nuggets. And today in parts of Spain and Portugal, you know, 95% of what's out there in a distressed situation is absolute junk.
Right.
But there is the 5% of quality construction in a prime location, you know, places with intrinsic value. So there is that slice of the slice where there are big opportunities.
That probably puts as fine a point on my perception of what you do as anything, Ronan. You actually go out there and sift through all the available deals that have been made possible by improved infrastructure or changing economic conditions or distressed properties, and you identify the ones with the best potential for your readers and subscribers of Real Estate Trend Alert, which is a perfect segue for me to ask you, what is RETA? What is Real Estate Trend Alert? How does it work?
How Real Estate Trend Alert works is that, you know, I follow those three broad strategies that we chatted about. Mm-hmm. And then as you mentioned, I focus in on specific areas. And then once I've found an area that I believe makes sense, then I try and drill even deeper and say, hey, you know, what's the best way for us to profit from mm-hmm. this? You know, Costa Rica's southern zone, big infrastructure improvement, it's seriously on the up. How can we profit from this? So then I break it down into a strategy to profit. And then from there, I go and negotiate special member-only pricing and terms with developers. So, for example, if it's a project where there's a bunch of lots for sale, I'll go to the developer and negotiate a special price and maybe interest-free financing on behalf of readers. So the idea is that not only do members of Real Estate Trend Alert get this actionable advice, I'll also drill deeper and negotiate a special price and maybe interest-free financing for them. And then, of course, with any real estate deal, you know, I always recommend that everyone should visit for themselves mm-hmm. and also do their own due diligence. So with that in mind, I also work with developers to lay on what I call a chill weekend, or else it would be a Real Estate Trend Alert member-only scouting trip mm-hmm. where a group of members get to go and visit that project and that area and get to see firsthand, say, whether it's the infrastructure improvement, whether it's the infrastructure within the project. So they get to experience firsthand. And members generally can go along on those trips either for free or at a very heavily subsidized trip. Basically, you know, sometimes the developers will pick up the tab for some or all of the costs. And this is, you know, very appealing because, you know, these are generally guys who are really confident in their product with good cause, because I wouldn't have invited them to introduce something like that to members if they didn't have an excellent product. So, you know, this isn't a hard sell trip. This is a come down, check it out, see for yourself. And if you're interested, you can get in at special member-only pricing and terms. And, you know, for example, a group of members were just down in Costa Rica a few weeks ago, and they were able to buy inventory for 30% less than the price list. In fact, you know, readers of Real Estate Trend Alert were, you know, standing there with two price lists. One price list for 29 lots, they were being offered specially discounted prices, and then another price list, which was the regular price list. And, you know, another group of readers are going down to the same place and doing the same thing two to 3 weeks from now. So that's a big part as well, that, you know, there's a physical element to the membership, and that you get to go there, see the places and interact with other members.
So it's obvious that you aren't just digging up these gems and publishing them in Real Estate Trend Alert newsletter for your readers and subscribers to go down and hack through themselves. You're actually structuring deals with the developers that are offering the best products and taking people down to look at them firsthand and make a decision on their own about whether or not they want to invest in a particular project.
Absolutely. The members' deal is, you know, between them and the developer, the mm-hmm. realtor or whoever. But, you know, I do speak with the developer and negotiate a special price and or terms on their behalf. So then, you know, it's up to the two individuals to do their own deal, and the member of Real Estate Trend Alert should always have their own independent legal advice and responsible for that side of things. And, you know, that's a very important consideration whenever you're thinking about international real estate. But in as much as I can, you know, I try to hold the reader's hand, you know, through my email dispatches and hopefully help them to get in on the best deals at a lower price than they could have otherwise, and to avoid any of the pitfalls that go with the territory of going to a strange country and trying to figure out all the regulations and how things work.
Right. And I think your track record speaks for itself. I have to imagine that with a group of savvy readers and potential investors like you have in your Real Estate Trend Alert subscribers, you can approach a developer from a position of strength and come up with these deals that quite frankly, wouldn't be available to anybody just walking in off the street trying to get in the same project.
Absolutely, Dan. It is a fantastic time to be buying, and it's an even better time if you have extensive buying power.
Ronan, if people want to find out more about Real Estate Trend Alert, is there a URL that they can go to?
Sure, Dan. They should just go to intliving.com/Rita. That's www.intliving.com/RETA. And they'll get everything they need there to hear about membership.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Ronan, I can't let you get away without asking you exactly where you come from, because you're obviously not from the States.
I'm Irish, Dan, from the fair county of Cork.
County Cork. Just out of curiosity, how did you get involved with international living in the first place? Because I know you have a long history with the organization. How did you get involved?
I do, Dan. With most people who got involved in international living, there's generally a very kind of complicated, entertaining story behind it, but my story is I replied to a job that was in the newspaper way back maybe 8 years ago or so, and I started with international living as international living's real estate marketing director. So,
and the rest is history.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, sorry, Dan, I don't have a good story. But, I saw an ad in a paper, and I met a recruitment consultant in an office, and then I had an interview. It's a very un-international living type story.
Somebody has to do it the regular, real world way, Ronan.
Just to be different.
Yeah. Ronan McMahon, thank you so much for being with me on the show today. An incredibly interesting story, and it will be very interesting for me and all of our listeners to track what Real Estate Trend Alert does in the future. It's a very interesting time for real estate investment, and it's great to know that you're there watching out for all of our interests. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dan. A pleasure to chat with you as always.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.